Blog Talk Radio.
Ball game rolling. We'll kick it off. I'm gonna touch on a few things on the name, over a few more things, and I'm gonna be able to get on in there and get the ball game rolling. But we go to the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mother Z. We get a little bit of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 out of you. And then since they did, we should go to Matthew and get that chapter 15, verse 19.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall keep you in that same hour when you ought to
be saved. And we at BOTTY, we believe that righteous spirit in that very same hour will teach you what you ought to say.
Yeah.
And what he said, give me verse 11, Mother B. Here you go, give me verse 11 with that.
Luke chapter 12, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And when they brought...
Back of the book. We go with an X. Remember Romans X? There we go. Chapter 4, verse 12. Matter of fact, Sister K, you want to do some reading? You don't mind bringing me that Acts chapter 4, verse 12 out. Read me that Acts chapter 4.
Neither
is there salvation in any other. Mm-hmm.
There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby
we
must be saved.
Now, the thing is, he just made a powerful statement here.
Yeah.
And the powerful statement was, mm-hmm. he said, neither is there salvation in any other. Well, he may say, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So he says, there's none other name. And that was given amongst man under heaven. When did we, where we can read about when a name was given to us amongst heaven? Let's go pull that out in Genesis. And we go, that's when we slide over there, Exodus chapter 3. And we go read verse 6. We go read verse 15. And we go pop 16 on up in that brother's title.
Okay, the second book.
Exodus. Exodus chapter 3.
Alright.
We're gonna read verse 6. We want verse 15, and we gonna slide verse 16 on up in there too. But let's see what he had to say, because he just made a profound statement. That there was no other name given amongst men. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to find out under heaven that we should be saved by, right? So
right.
When was this name given to us that we can read that it was given to the children of Israel in a specific place? In the book of Exodus chapter 3, and we're going to read verse. Give me verse, 6?
Mm-hmm.
16 to 16? Yeah. Go ahead and knock that out for us.
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 6, 15 to 16. Exodus chapter 3, verse 6 reads, Moreover he said, I am Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel.
Yahweh Israel, that's our father, Sister K. That's our father. But if we go back to the topic, we want to make sure Sister R.K. get a good grasp, and we want to make sure the sister get that good note down about that, that's our father. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, make sure you put down that our Father's name is what, Brother Titus, that we can read?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6 reads,
mm-hmm.
More of you said,
mm-hmm.
I'm Yahweh of your father.
But your father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yahweh. What's our Father's name? Mm-hmm. I'm finished reading.
Yahweh of Abraham.
Abraham.
Yahweh of Isaac.
Isaac.
And Yahweh of Israel.
In Israel. How many fathers there was he just named?
That was three.
Three fathers. How many you counted, Sister K? And when they ask you about your fathers, where you can read that at?
Exodus 3.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh.
Yes. And Moses hid his face.
Mm-hmm.
For he was afraid to look upon Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read. Give me that next verse, 15.
Verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover to Moses, thus you said to the children of Israel.
So who's doing the speaking right now, Brother Titus? Teacher Brother Titus.
Yahweh doing the speaking.
Uh-huh. What did he say?
Said, moreover unto Moses, thus you said to the children of Israel.
So he's speaking to Moses to tell the children of Israel what?
Yes. Yahweh of your father.
Yahweh of your father.
Yahweh of Abraham.
Yahweh of Abraham.
And Yahweh of Isaac.
And Yahweh of Isaac.
And Yahweh of Israel.
Yahweh of Israel. What do you do?
Has sent me unto you.
Who's the you?
You. Sent me unto you.
And who is the you he sent to? Children of Israel.
Children of Israel.
Can you read?
Yes. This is my name forever.
What's his name?
Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters.
Y-H-W-H, Yahweh, four letters, right? And how long these four letters exist?
This is my name forever.
Mm-hmm, continue to read.
And this is my memorial to all generations.
So we live in a generation today and right now. And all the generations that's before us, their name was forever. And the generation that's going to be after us, their name is going to be forever. All right, so we're dealing with a name that's forever that was given amongst man that we should be saved by. And it was the four letters that was given to us. So we know he gave Moses four letters on the table. We got that on the table, and we got on the table gave to Moses, right? Mm-hmm. What he said in Isaiah 42, verse 8. Write that down, and you're going to go to it after you write it down. Write it down first, then we go to the scripture. Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 8. We're going to read that, Sister A.B. Brother Titus, give me some. 116, verse 13.
There we have one.
I said, Sister A.B., give me that, Isaiah 42, verse 8. You got, let me go let the sister get there. We're going to keep up with everything, keep the ball game moving.
That's right.
Yeah, we want to make sure we get a solid foundation on this name. Because we got so many names on the table, and we don't want nobody to be confused. So we want to make sure we get a solid foundation on the table. Matter of fact, let me see. I take a peek over here, and it's while we look for that. What did he say over there? Mother seeing Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. Yeah. What he said in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, Mother Z. But like we said, we want to make sure that we let the national audience know, the children of Israel, because that's our audience. And then we want the sister here to understand as well, solid foundation on the name.
And the reason so, our sister Cage read our 42 verse 8 of Isaiah. This is the reason so.
That's what we're going to right now.
42 verse 8.
Yeah,
this is the reason why we got to get a solid foundation on this name.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 42, let me look at the index.
Isaiah 42,
yeah.
Yeah. I am the
God.
Yes. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, even my praise to graven images.
So you hear what he's saying?
Yes.
So that's my name. And any other man you call me, you ain't got nothing coming. Back to the young
line. Hallelujah. Wow. And what do you say, Mother C, that we can read?
Chapter
11,
verse
3. Yeah, let me make sure that the sister gets there. We're rolling, there you go. See, obviously, Israel get back into keeping these Sabbath days. We get Yahweh work with them.
And Yahweh can give up the double.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stop by doing these things. The sister comes, set on down. She's getting in the index. She's rolling the page.
Hallelujah, bro.
On the page. And things start coming back. She's picking the book up.
Hallelujah,
bro. Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. What it read, Mother E? We good.
Psalms chapter 11, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. If the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do?
If you don't have your foundation, then what can the righteous do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to have your foundation down packed. So that's what we're doing right now. We're getting a good foundation. Just come to find out that Yahweh said, hey, in Isaiah chapter 42, who just got done reading that? Sister K, we're going back over there. I want you to read the Isaiah again. We're going to read 42 verse 8. Going back over there, we read it before. We want to make sure we understand how this man, YHWH, operates. 42 verse 8, what did it read over there, Sister K?
I am the Lord.
And when you see that word Lord there, that's what we're talking about right now. We got the word Lord down there, we got L-O-R-D in our book.
Right.
And that's the whole purpose that we're trying to get our people to understand,
right.
Israel.
And when you use that word, Sister K, now, Sister K, remember?
Right.
Whenever you use that word, you're being what?
Manipulated.
That's right. Nobody likes to be manipulated.
That's right.
So when you use Lord God and Jesus, you just been manipulated.
Mm-hmm. I am the
Yahweh. Mm-hmm. How many letters is that?
Four.
How you spell it?
Y-H-W-H.
Hallelujah. Continue to read.
That is my name.
Mm-hmm.
And my glory will I not give to another.
He said, I'm not going to give my honor. I'm not going to give my greatness. I'm not going to give none of that to nobody.
Neither my praise to greatness.
Hey, most definitely all that wood and stone you got going on, you get a piece of that news.
Now, the graven image, okay, that's the crosses around your neck. That's the one you got the crosses mm-hmm. on there, y'all. Go to church, see all them crosses in there.
Yeah.
You said you ain't got nothing coming with that in there.
Mm-hmm.
He was not hung on no cross.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And other lessons will show you exactly what really happens according to the Bible. Another lesson. Just keep coming.
Did you finish reading that, sister?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now we're going to put some historical document facts on the table after we first read these facts that we're going to read from. I want you to read this out for me, sister. Now, we're going to put some on the table because we just want to show what you're reading right here, what this is.
The Holy Bible, introduction to the Holy Bible.
Uh-huh, and
Old and New Testament and King James Version.
Uh-huh.
Translated as the original time.
Mm-hmm, keep going, read it up. Don't bring it on out.
And with previous translations,
mm-hmm.
diligently compared and revised.
All right.
Self-pronounced, the freedom of God, the
All right, so we got Thomas Nelson, that's right, we got Thomas Nelson Bible on the table, KJV verse, and we got inside of it, one more thing, there is a dictionary report inside of here as well. You know, we're going to use these as, get some facts down, let's see what Thomas Nelson them had going on and what they had to say about this word, Lord. What did he say about that word, Lord, that we can let the national artists know what you're seeing with your own mouth?
One who has authority
mm-hmm.
and a person who obeys
mm-hmm.
his Lord God,
uh-huh.
the supreme authority, Jesus.
Yeah, all this sounds good.
Peter's doing this ministry, and as the Son of God, mm-hmm. in the OT.
Now, that was all the worldly things, right?
Right.
Now, let's get down to what's going on with the worldly things. Let's talk about
OT. OT means Old Testament.
Yeah, not out of town. In large or small capital letters. Let's find out what he said about these worldly things.
Original Hebrew
reading, Y-H-W. Oh, no, that's not that. In large or small capital letters. What happened after that again? Large or small capital letters.
Used for the word Lord.
For the word Lord, the one he just got done talking about.
Y-H-W.
The original Hebrew, Semitic tongue reading, Y-H-W, right? Okay. Now, we got something on the table. Just got done finding out that Lord, in the original Hebrew text, which is the Semitic tongue, now, in large or small capitals, anywhere you see a large capital L or a small capital L, it's telling us that YHWH need to be there, right? But also it has something that says see textogrammaton. So we want to see this big old long word textogrammaton you can probably win a spelling bee with. So let's see what happens when they put this spelling bee word up in there. What's that right there? Textogrammaton. You ain't worry about saying that word. Yeah, don't worry about that word.
Y-H-W-H.
Say it real loud again. The four what?
The four letter word, YHWH, forming the
sacred name.
The sacred name?
Of the supreme deity. Oh, so that's the supreme deity, huh?
Whatever. The words Lord and God appears in large and small capital
letters
in the Old Testament, the original Hebrew.
The original Hebrew text.
YHWH.
Oh, what's that using again?
YHWH.
How many letters is that?
Four.
Are we reading that in English?
Yes.
And are those four letters? So L-O-I-G is
Hebrew.
Not the...
I'm
it's
sorry,
not
you can read in Hebrew, the original Hebrew.
YHWH. And that is English though, right? Okay.
Now
worry about this one. We're going to go to this one. Right, because that's more of the lie.
Right.
But we want to get this part right here.
Yeah.
Yahweh. Now, they put this Yahweh in there, but...
Of Israel.
Now, the difference between Yahweh and YHWH, Yahweh, that there's no vowel. Yahweh has... A and E. Alright, continue to read. So the covenant
of God is Israel.
Okay, so anywhere we see God in there, we come to learn their what?
Of Israel.
Alright.
And now once you see something added in there, Luther says in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, once you start seeing words put in place that don't belong there, turn to Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Let's see what we got. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Jump in there, young man. Baptist, whenever you are.
I'm there.
Jump in there.
All right, Proverbs.
Now, we're going to young lady to read, but jump in there and make sure you work with your book.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have Deuteronomy. What it was for.
All
right. I Deuteronomy 4, 2. Okay. I got Deuteronomy 4, 2 and Deuteronomy 12, 32.
Have all that right, mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's the case. Do the read.
The book of Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6. What did it read?
Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Hide thou not unto this word. These reprove thee, and thou be found liar.
So we come to find out that every word of Yahweh is pure. He tell you don't ask his word. It'll reprove you to be found alive. So everywhere we see, it's telling us in what we read about this Yahweh, the covenant, Yahweh of Israel, YHWH, in the original Hebrew, Semitic tongue. According to the Israelite Yahdah Judah customs, because of reverence, the divine name was not to be spoken, so the Hebrew words for Lord and God were substituted. Whenever the words Lord and God appears in large or small capitals, the original Semitic polluted word Hebrew reads YHWH. What he's saying is here, inside of your body, that book, Israel, that you got at home, just Israelites, whenever you see that word, G-O-D, whether it's in your capital letter, rather than your small letters, because in the original Semitic tongue, there was no small or capital. There's letters. So wherever you see G-O-D, in small or large, is only four letters. Y-H-W-H. It don't matter if they saying other gods in a small capital letter. Big G-O-D, big gods, G-O-D, don't matter. It's only four letters. Even if it's L-O-R-D, capital or small, Y-H-W-A, period. Because you strip the name out and put all and replace it with God and Lord and energy everywhere you see.
Not only that.
It's working with Brother Tyler.
Okay, I got Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2. Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2. Oh, you want me to read it?
See, let's pop that out of this. Probably get a little musty in the remember, you write down all scripture.
For sure, it's always great to take notes.
Take your notes first.
Deuteronomy. Yeah, Deuteronomy. Yeah. Chapter 4. And verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2, who is referring this to?
Now, therefore, have you
called it out loud?
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
That's right.
Now, therefore, hearken.
Hearken.
O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh God of your father giveth thee.
So everywhere you see that, it's the Yahweh of your father. So everywhere you see G-O-D, even or Yahweh. Just anywhere you see these two, you see Lord or God. The only thing that's there was always for that. We never known these things. Like now and all that. We never knew none of those things. You finish what you left off there. You good?
You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall be diminished out from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Yahweh, your
Yahweh,
which I command you.
That was verse 2.
Yeah,
that was it, verse 1 and 2. And then,
So what are you saying now? So what are you saying now with that, Brother Titus writes scripture, you don't add to Yahweh's word. You don't diminish from it. You say you don't need to away from his word, and you don't add to his word. That's on you, Brother Titus.
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. All right, I'm going to go ahead.
Let it get there.
Same book, chapter 12. Then you're going to say the end time prophecy, which is the last book of the Bible, referring, once we done reading this, then I'm going to Revelation 22. Yeah, chapter 12, verse 32.
What things soever I commanded you, concern to do it, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish one.
Right. Saying the same thing over there, we just got to read through on
this word.
Right. Same thing.
Take away from it.
Right.
Diminish away from it.
Okay. Now we're going to one more on that Adam 2. We're going to Revelation, end time prophecy, the last book. 96 AD.
That's the last book.
The last book. Chapter 22, 18 and 19. There go the penalty for it. Now we read, we know in Deuteronomy. Now here go the penalty for it, and this is Revelation. Chapter 22, verses 18 and 19.
I'll give it an add to it, huh?
You want me to do it? For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Uh-huh.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from this thing which is are written in this book.
You see that? So it's a serious, serious penalty for that. That if you take a word, so you will not be written in the book of life, and you will not go into that righteous city, to that kingdom. So your card, color card is that fire, basically.
Well, I'm just coming over here, Brother Pat. I'm going to be here. I'm going to jump in on real quick. Let me get that Psalms 116:13, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir. We're going to Psalms. Let's see if she gets there.
Mm-hmm. Before you go there, Brother Titus, give me Psalms 44, verse 20 and 21.
Psalms 44, verse 20 and 21. Alright, go to Psalms 44.
To this very closely, so read this Psalms. We want 44, we want verse 20, and we want verse 21. Yeah, we go read Psalms chapter 44, we want verse 20, we want verse 21.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 44, verse 20 and 21.
Let me read.
Psalms 44, verse 20 reads, if we have forgotten the name of our Yahweh, or stretched out our hands to a strange Yahweh.
What are you saying,
21? Should not Yahweh search this out?
Mm-hmm.
For he knoweth the secret of the mind.
What are you saying, Exodus 23, verse, pick up at verse 8, just they did. Exodus chapter 23, verse 8. So Yahweh say, if we forgot the name of Yahweh, and started stretching our hands after these false Yahweh, he said, you think Yahweh don't know about this?
Mm-hmm.
He said, he know about all these little secret things that's going on. All these little things that's going on in your mind. Everything. He know what you got going on. But what he say in the book of Exodus that we can read? Yeah, Exodus chapter 23. Yes, ma'am. And we're going to pick it up at, we're going to see the sister get on over there. And that Exodus 23. What we can read over there in 23?
Exodus chapter
23. Yeah, matter of fact, since they did, make that Leviticus. No, you're right, I'm in Leviticus. I'm tripping. I'm in Leviticus. Yeah, make that Exodus. Let's visit that. Let me get over there with you. Exodus 23, verse 8. And I heard that. I'm like, hold on, man. But I'm in the wrong spot. Yeah, give me Exodus. Give me, I'm in the wrong spot.
What's this?
Looking for, am I in the right spot? It makes you mention, Paul Shalquar.
13.
Is it 13?
Exodus 23, 13.
13, I said 8, Jimmy. Alright, Exodus 23, verse 13, put they did.
Yeah, what?
Exodus chapter 23, verse 13.
Mm-hmm, what do you read?
And all the things that I have said unto you,
of who? Start that back over.
Yeah, I heard that.
Read that from the top. Exodus chapter 23, verse 13.
And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of Yahweh.
So Yahweh just let us know. He say, hey, listen here, man. You right here searching these restaurants, these strange Yahwehs. You think I don't know? But I had told you. I told you, and I don't change. He said that Exodus chapter 23, verse 13. He said, in all things I have said unto you. He said, I say, be circumspect. He said, take heed, be careful.
Right.
Be very careful. He says, and make no mention of the name of false Yahweh. He don't want to hear it out of our mouth. Neither let it be heard out of our mouth. So Yahweh let us know that he don't want to, us to make no mention of the names of these false Yahweh. And remember, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. What do we read, Mother Dean? We're going to go over to Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. See, we're dealing with a man that's Titus chapter 1, verse 2, Brother Titus. I got to get the Titus come up. We're going to let the sister, we'll put some bookmarks down. We want Brother Titus to give you that Titus chapter 1, verse 2.
Alright.
Yeah, we're going to come after you. We'll come behind him up.
Alright, we're going to Book of Titus.
Yeah, we're going to Book of Titus. We'll get your sister there and get home and try it too. Alright, we're going to Book of Titus. We looked up earlier. We'll read chapter 1 of our page. There we go. Titus, yes ma'am. You want Titus? Brother Titus, chapter 1 and verse 2. What do you say?
The Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2, read. And hope of eternal life with Yahweh that cannot lie.
You don't do what?
Cannot lie.
Okay.
Promise before the world began.
Mm-hmm. So what are we reading over there in Mother Z? We just found out that Yahweh say, hey man, I don't do no lying. I do not do no lying. So what we can read that he said in Zechariah? Chapter 14, verse 9. We're going to let the sister get over there, too. And she writing it down. I'm going to be sliding over that way. Yeah, we're going over there to that Zechariah. We want chapter 14 and we want verse 9. What did it read, Mother Z?
Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And the Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be no Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Read that chapter.
Read that.
Yeah, read that.
I'm sorry,
thank you.
One Yahweh.
How many Yahweh?
One Yahweh.
And what?
And his name, one.
How many names it is?
One name.
It's one name. So we can't have all these different names. We can't have Lord. We can't have God. We can't have Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Yahweh, Yahuwah. Man, so much. That's like, we got so many names like we got nationalities. You see what I'm saying? We got too much on the table. So all this can't add up. So let's get back to it. Now, we just come to find out that he said it's one name. It's not no two names on the table, nothing like that. We're dealing with Isaiah 24, verse 5. What it says, that we can read, Sister K. We want to go to Isaiah, the Zip. We're going to go to Isaiah, the Zip, chapter 24. And we want Isaiah 24, and I'm going to pick it up at verse pick it up at verse 5. Let's start from there. So let's see what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're going to Isaiah chapter 24. And pick it up at verse 4. Start at verse 4, and we're going to read all the way down. Verse 4 and verse 5.
Isaiah 24, verse 5.
Verse, now, give me verse 4. We're going to see our verse 4, yes.
Uh-huh. The earth mourneth.
Earth mourneth.
Away.
Mm-hmm.
The world languished.
The world languished.
And the faded away.
Mm-hmm.
And haughty
people.
People of the earth do
language. Uh-huh. Verse 5.
The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof.
So the earth is defiled and under these conditions and inhabitants we live in.
Because they have transgressed the laws and changed the ordinances.
Oh, there's been some transgression going on. And there's been some changes going on, some breaking going on, some covenant breaking going on. Covenant breaking going on. Read verse 6.
Verse 6. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwelt therein are desolated.
Mm-hmm. Desolate, yeah.
Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left.
So Yahweh just let us know that these Torah instructions, a lot of these things has been changed. Verse 6. What did he say in verse 6?
Therefore
has the curse defiled the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 6. Sister 8 bid. Go over to Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 6. Mm-hmm. Good. Let's go to get you that bookmark and find that spot. She's working that. She's struggling that book real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right on point. It's good. So we know a curse has to bow to earth, right? So, let's find out what he had to say. And as we head over to that Jeremiah, what we want? Chapter 11?
Mm-hmm.
We want what verse? Verse 6? All right. So we want Jeremiah. We want chapter 11. We want verse 6.
Yeah.
What do we read, Sister A.B. in Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 6? What do we read, Sister A.B.?
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then Yahweh said unto me,
what Yahweh say?
Proclaim all these words in the city of Yahweh too.
Mm-hmm. In
the
who?
The city of
Yahweh too. Okay, proclaim all these words in the city of Yahweh too. What do you say?
And in the streets of Israel.
In the streets of what?
Israel.
In the streets of who?
Israel.
Okay, keep continue to read, but in the streets of Yahdah Judah. Continue to read.
Saying, hear you the words of this covenant.
Uh-huh. And what? And do them. So you telling Judah that you defiled, you the one that was messed up on this curse list. You was under this covenant. This ain't about you. You ain't doing these laws. He told you to do this covenant and these laws. What do you say in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, Brother Ty?
Deuteronomy chapter 7?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Yeah, we'll write that down. And we'll go to Deuteronomy.
Not going too fast.
He said, slow it down. You free from up. You see him more.
Tell me how
what? We're going to go to chapter. We're going to pick it up at verse 8 and verse 26.
Let's do it on chapter 8, verse 26.
Yeah, we're going to go verse 8 and verse 26.
Oh, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 26.
Yeah. We're going to do a little bit of some of this. This is for... We got to do it like this. What do you say in Deuteronomy? Even if we can read. What do you say over there, Brother Tony?
All right, Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Torah instructions. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8 reads, "But because Yahweh loved you, and because he will keep the oath which he has sworn unto your father, had Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondman, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." A little word for Mizraim. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26 read.
What do you say?
"Neither should you bring an abomination into my temple."
What do you say to Judah? You should do what? He just said earlier that the covenant was given, you under that covenant, Judah. Now he's telling you, he say, hey, you don't bring an abomination to my temple. Continue to read.
"There should be a cursed thing like it."
Mm-hmm.
"But you should utter the... be tested."
Because remember, they were cursed because they didn't keep that covenant. Yes. He said, hey, listen here. Read that again, Brother Tyler. What do you say?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26 reads.
Yes.
"Then you should bring an abomination to my temple."
They don't bring an abomination to my temple.
"There should be a cursed thing like it."
And you would be a cursed thing like it.
Yes.
They didn't keep the covenant. And they was doing things, bringing abominations to the temple, and caused a curse to fall on them. But also, there's something else they wasn't doing that we can read. Let's pick it up. Sister Abel. We're going to Ezekiel. We're going to chapter 20.
Uh-huh.
We're going to verse, we're going to read 12 and 13. And then you're going to drop down, you're going to read 19. Down to 21. Yes, ma'am. You go to Ezekiel chapter 20. We want verses 12 down to 13. Matter of fact, give me 9. Give me 12 and give me 13. Then you're going to pick it up at verse 18 down to 21. Continue to read. Give me since they big, give me 12. You never read 12. Give me 12 since they big.
Alright, brother Titus, teacher, what you got, brother Titus? Alright, let's go to 2 Ezra, chapter 7. Pick up at verse 20 and 21. Yeah, this is a part. This part of the Bible as well too. You got all that information. It's all 80 books together. Leading you with 66.
So we're going to 7,
right? Oh yeah, 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 20 and 21. Yes, ma'am. About Torah instructions from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy, the first 5 books. That's what it means by the law. Torah instructions, the first 5 books from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. Okay? All right, you read that? Okay, verse 21.
I know
we're working with you.
Take your time.
What they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, when you keep the Torah instructions, that's how you avoid punishment. So he gave us straight Torah instructions to Cain, what you should do to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah. That's how you avoid punishment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to read it again? Hey, read it one more time. Bring it on now. You want to read it again? Bring it on now.
Exodus chapter 20. For there be many that perish in this life because they despise the law of Yahweh. That is set before them.
Now, why they perish? Why he said they perish?
They
despise. Who did
despise?
What did they disobey?
Yahuwah.
What was it of Yahuwah they disobeyed? There you go.
There you go.
There you go. First 5 books of the Bible.
That's right.
This is Deuteronomy.
That's right.
First 5 books of the Bible, the law. They despise the law. And that's why they end up in a position, or we, our fathers, in a position that we are in today. Because the law was despised. So, let's pick that back up, Sister Pig. You back, bro? You ready? Let's pick it back up where you left off at.
You're in Ezekiel 20.
Where you left off at? You're right, give me 13.
Ezekiel 20, 17.
I'm sorry, you know what? You're supposed to read down the, okay, go ahead, just, give me 13. Go ahead, not 13 now. Then we're going to drop down to, 19, 20, 21. We'll get to 13, man. Y'all read that 13.
Mm-hmm.
They walk not in
my Sabbath, and they despise
my
judgment,
which is for
men to do, shall
human living. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my Sabbath,
they
greatly
polluted. What they polluted? The Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And we come to find out, as we was reading earlier, I don't know if we pulled this one out, but I know me and the sisters going over earlier about these Sabbaths. Who these Sabbath days were given to. Mm-hmm. Let's run it out real quick. Let's run it out so we can know, make sure. We know you're talking to the truth in Israel. We want to make sure that we specific about who this Sabbath day belonged to. Because he's talking about these Sabbaths was polluted. But let's see who polluted them and who were they given to. You let the other 17 nations send you off after you read this, then you deserve to be polluted.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Exodus chapter 32, now, book of Exodus, chapter 31, we're going to read verse 1. Then we're going to drop down, we're going to read verse 12. And we'll get straight to the point. We're going to read verse 13. So, bring that out for me, Brother Titus.
All right, we're going to the second book of the Heavenly Tablet.
That's right.
For instruction. Exodus 31. We're going to book of Exodus, chapter 31.
Yeah, on verse 1, 12, 13.
Yes, sir. Exodus chapter 31, verse 1.
And then give me 16 with it. Make sure I get that one word I'm looking for now.
Okay, verse 16. Exodus chapter 31, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying. Verse 12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. Speak you also unto the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
saying, truly my Sabbath you should keep.
So these Sabbaths, he's telling the children of Israel that they should keep.
For it is a sign between me and you.
So it's a sign between us and Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. Throughout your generation.
It's the generation we're living in today.
Yes. That you may know that I am Yahuwah that do sanctify you.
So he said that you, so he said, man, you keeping this, man. This is how you go know that, man. Look, I'm Yahuwah. I'm the one that separates you.
Yeah.
I'm the one that separates you. You know what? We can preach that there, but let's go to 14. Give me verse 14, too, Brother Titus.
All right, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 14. You should keep the Sabbath, therefore. It is righteous unto you. Everyone that defiled it should surely be put to death.
So he said the children of Israel should keep the Sabbath. It's righteous unto them.
Uh-huh.
What is righteous that we can read? Mother Z. What is right?
Yeah.
We see this word holy here. So what is holy? We need to go like, what is holy that we can read that we know it's right? What you got on the table? Bring it on out. Bring it on out. Mother E. I'm gonna do all the mothers before I get to Mother Z. Mother Z, give me that Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. After Sister B bring out a you say you got something on right to Sister B? Bring it on out. Mm-hmm. And 172.
What?
Yeah. Now, we're going to 119 in Psalms. What you want again, Sister B, 142, 144, 172? What do you read?
Psalms 119, 142.
Yeah, we go.
Your righteousness is is everlasting righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And your Torah instruction is the truth.
Mm.
Verse 144. The righteousness of your testimony, your covenant, is everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Mm.
Verse 172.
Let me read.
My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your testimony, your covenant, and your Torah instructions are righteous.
So we come to find out that the Torah instructions, the first five books of Christ. Let's get a stack of witness on that, Mother Z. Mother, Mother Z, what you reading over there, Mother Z? Yes, ma'am. We're going to Deuteronomy. We're going to chapter 6. And we want verse 25.
Verse 25, the Lord shall cause thee.
Who will cause that?
Yahweh shall cause thee. to be smitten before thy enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them. And thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Read verse 37.
And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Yahuwah shall lead thee.
So he said we could be called a proverb and a byword among who?
All nations, whither the Yahuwah shall lead thee.
Let's see something real. Now, let's go to Jeremiah, since they did. Let's pick it up at verse, we're going over to Jeremiah chapter 13. We're going to pick it up at verse 1, and then give me verse 8 down to 10, and then we're going to drop down over, and you're going to read me, we're going to pick it up at verse 19, we're going to read down to get our point. Jeremiah chapter 13. We're going to read verse 8 down and 9. Yeah, you're going to pick it up again. After you're going to read 19, we're going to read down until we get our point. Stop right there. That's the one that was doing the talking. So we know Yahuwah is the one that's doing the talking, right? All right, what he's saying, pick it up at verse 8.
Verse 8. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying.
What he say?
Verse 9. Thus
said
Yahuwah, after this manner I will mar the
crown
of Yahuwah.
He gonna mar the what?
Crown.
Mm-hmm. So he gonna mark the pride of us. We the tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What he say in 10?
What
he call him?
Uh-huh.
So what makes them evil people? So if they ain't hearing the words of Yahuwah, we become an evil people.
Yeah.
Continue to read.
The
walking in the imagination of your own mind is evil too.
Yes.
Continue to read.
And
walking after false Yahuwahs, what do you consider that?
Evil.
Evil. Continue to read.
Mm-hmm.
Evil. Continue.
And to worship them.
Evil. Continue. What do you call them? He said Israel is good for nothing when they walking around here playing around with all these false Yahuwah. When they walk around here, they want to keep those Sabbath days, covenant breakers, and everything. He said this is when we come evil, when we don't want to do the mannerisms of Yahuwah. The first five books of the Bible, Torah, Shabbat. Yahuwah bless you, Mother Eve.
Bless you, Mother Eve.
So we got Eve on the table. He's talking about this old Yada Judah. And he's showing us that Yada Judah be on evil stuff. But what else he say? Pick it up at verse 19, since they did.
Verse 19. The city of
Uh-huh.
And
None shall open them.
Who
will be carried away captive? How many of them?
All
of them. So King James family, all that they were talking about, ain't nobody got no break. No one got no break. He said, all of y'all got two. Continue to read. Now, he said, y'all got Jews to be carried away captive, all of it. It should wholly be carried away captive. I don't care what part of the planet Earth you was on. You was Judah, you got a piece of the day.
Verse 20.
Lift up your eyes.
And behold them that come from the Lord.
Watch down now. Got somebody coming.
Where is the flock that was given you? Your beauty
is
the flock.
Mm-hmm. Verse 21.
Where will you say when he shall punish you?
Mm-hmm.
For you have
taught
them to be captives.
Mm-hmm. He said, taught them to be captives. Captives, to
and
king.
Over you.
Mm-hmm.
So not sorrow take as a woman which you bear.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And if you say in your mind, therefore come these things upon you, for the greatness of thy sin are your
first yourself. Now, stop right there. Now, Psalms 83, verse 1 down to 3. Because he said something about, he said we're going to be held captive. But, what happened in the book of Psalms, chapter 83, verse 1, 2, and 3, Brother Tyler? Yeah, I'm going to hand it on over to you. Take it to hell. I'm going to come back.
Alright, Psalms 83.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 83, verse 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. Psalms
83, verse 1, read. Is he there? Yeah, she ain't there yet. Mm-hmm. You want Psalms 83? 1, 2, and 3.
All right, I gotta make sure she's actually.
Mm-hmm. She gets it on her way up.
Psalms 83, you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Psalms 83, verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
Keep not thou silent, O Yahuwah. Mm-hmm. Hold not your peace, and be not still, O Yahuwah. Verse 2. For lo, your enemies made a tumult, and they that hate you have lifted up their head.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, they have taken crafty counsel against your people,
mm-hmm.
and consulted against your hidden ones.
Mm-hmm. So, he said they taking crafty counsel against your people. You know what? Read verse 4. I'm going to put it on out there. Read verse 4. What verse 4 says?
Verse 4. They have said, come, and let us cut them off for being a nation,
mm-hmm.
that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance.
And you know what? Now, he just let us know that he's talking about the nation of Israel, that these other nations wanted to cut us off. They are the enemy of Yahuwah. And he said the nation of Israel should not be remembered no more. They took crafty counsel against us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put today's on the table. Verse 5.
Verse 5.
Let's get the name of these other nations.
Verse 5.
Let's read.
For they consulted together for one consent.
Right, so we got the 17 nations consulted together in one consent. And you got the little summits that be coming up. Summit 1, Summit 2, Summit 7, Summit 8, Summit 11. I don't care if it's in the U.S. I don't care if it's over there in the so-called land, Europe. A summit can be all across the whole world. But that summit is what we're reading in Psalms 83. That's the summit right there. What they do in this summit right here?
They are confederate against you.
Oh, so when they have their little summits, they be confederate against Yahweh Israel then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And continue to read.
Verse 6. The tabernacles of Esau.
White man, white woman. Esau. White
yes.
man, white woman. Keep going.
And the Ishmaelites.
Ishmaelite. As-salamu alaykum, man. The one that sit at your store right there, give me your little food.
Arabian,
and,
Arab.
And the swine they give you.
Yeah.
And all that swine and the liquors they give you. And all the bogus, outdated food they give us in our store. Continue to read. That's a Muslim man.
Of Moab.
Now we got, we're working with the bootleg man.
Moab.
Yeah, we got, that's the bootleg man. That's the China man.
Y'all go on.
That's the China man sitting over there. You may go copy everything you make. We're going to use it for cheap labor.
Uh-huh.
What else, who else we got on the table that don't like us?
And the Hagarene.
All right, now the Hagarene, the Hamites.
Yep. Y'all go on.
The Hamites on the table. You know, we've been through some big old giants since forever.
Yeah.
Beat them, too.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Gebal.
Gebal. That's, Gebal, we're going to put on the table. That's the Canaanite. That's the Canaanite.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to go. You know, the Canaanites been to an empire.
And Amon.
Amon. Oh, okay. Now we got, No, that's the Japanese. That's the Japanese man. Now we got the Japanese man on the table. You know, he likes to steal eyes, didn't he? Make it seem like he was the good fighter down there was fighting in war with some swords and they what they call him some with an S.
Samurai.
Samurai. Yeah, like that was them getting bit. Continue to read.
And Amalek.
Amalek. Got Esau in the back on the table.
Uh-huh.
One of our biggest enemies.
How are y'all going?
Continue to read.
The Philistines.
We know that's some big old giants, big old Africans, they call today Hamites. And we got to make sure you're talking about the right Hamites. Some of them people out there calling themselves Hamites, not Hamites. Continue to read.
With the inhabitants of Tyre.
The who? Tarsus?
Tyre.
I missed that one. That was my guy. I got to see it.
T-Y-R-E.
T-Y-R-E. Okay. Yeah, it's a big old Hamite. I got one of them Hamites back on the table. The thing is, what's going on here is that these are the nations that's against us. Not one of them like us at all. These are the ones that's going to keep us breaking these laws, Torah structures, y'all what? I'm going to come back in. I'm going to stay on this note. You ready, Elder?
Yeah.
We're going to bring the Elder on in. Brother Todd, one more. Brother Todd's going to bring one more in, but I'm going to bring the Elder on in. You go from there.
Okay, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7. To the PBLB, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7. Make sure to, Sister K, make sure she's there.
K, get there. Sister K.
Jeremiah.
Give her 3 seconds. 3 more seconds. Yeah. She left. She said she left.
All right.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7.
Look, now we're ready to listen about our enemies, right?
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7.
All their fame have devoured them.
Uh-huh.
And their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh.
Yeah.
The inhabitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of
their father. They said, we ain't got their hand on. We ain't do nothing to them people because they
they sinned against Yahweh.
They sinned against Yahweh.
So that's why we treat them that way. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the hand on over to our elders.
All right, Father, Yahweh, for the side of Yahweh, Judah, first of all, I'm going down the word of Yahweh, and that's what it's all about, right?
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
We pray Yahweh for the young brothers. Carrying a heavy load in their eyes.
Oh,
Genesis chapter 15.
Brother Titus is going to see you running.
Yes, sir.
15, let's look at verse number 3 and 4. How do you become an heir? Because they say that, you know, it don't matter what your nationality is, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. He loves the whole wide world, everybody. The Most High love, right?
Uh-huh.
But see, if we can, see how you become an heir. We want to see what the books say, right?
Yes, the first book of the heavenly tablets are the Torah instructions. The book of Genesis, chapter 15,
yes,
verse 3 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 3 reads,
read?
And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no seed.
Well, one thing we know, Abraham talking about seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, if you look at that word seed, it means
her. Oh, yeah,
well,
mm-hmm.
Why he said you have given me no seed? Let's see, the front two are Numbers, with the ABM 15. Numbers chapter 1, with the ABM 15, see you right. Let's look at Numbers chapter 1, let's look at 16 through 18. Numbers chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, with the ABM 15 of C. Roy. Let's see what he means by you have given me no seed. Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18. Numbers in the back of the book. Genesis, Leviticus, and Numbers.
In the
front of the book. Look at Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18. But Abraham said, "Now he would be no seed." Let's see if we can pull that out. In Numbers, why did Abraham make that decision? Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18.
Good.
Put the ABC with the C word.
Numbers chapter 1, verse 16 through 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
These were the renown of the congregation. Prince of the tribe of their fathers. Tens of thousands and hundreds.
Verse 17, what do you say?
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
And Moses and Aaron took these men which are expressed by their name.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigree after their next family, by the family of their fathers, according to the number of their names. From 20 years old and upward, their
fathers. So you are what your father is.
Whatever
your father is, that's what you is, right?
Abraham
said, let's go back to that 15, 3 and 4, because I just young life.
Okay.
Abraham said, you haven't given me no seed. Come on.
Yes. I'm in on verse 3. And lo, one born, and my house is my heir.
Verse 4. How do you become an heir?
Verse 4. And behold, the word of Yahuwah came unto him, saying, this should not be you're here, but ye should come forth. Okay. Alright. Okay, yeah. Genesis chapter 15. We have the, bookmark.
Genesis 15,
Okay, I'm at verse 4. Genesis chapter 15, verse 4. Mm-hmm. And behold, the word of Yahuwah came unto him, saying, this should not be thine heir.
This should not be your heir,
but he shall come forth out of your own bowels, should be your heir.
Well, the only way to become an heir of salvation, you gotta come forth through a certain bloodline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well. And that's what bloodline is salvation for, Brother Micaiah, young lion from the tribe of Yahshua Judah. Let's see if we can run to Acts chapter 5. what bloodline by nature? We can do a whole lot of talking, but F-D-O-T-T, why we do a whole lot of reading of the word of Yahweh.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Before we go to that act, Brother Kai, let's go to that 1 Peter 4, 11 right quick.
All right.
1 Peter 4, 11. Look at 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 9,
11.
All right. Brother Kai, you have one for the tribe of Yahweh, you. I just we had that is the word of Yahweh, you know.
Okay. Going to 1 Peter. Going to chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Going to verse 11.
That's right.
Put the 1 Peter.
Verse number 11.
Chapter 4, verse 11, read.
What do you read?
If any man speak.
If you got something you want to say on behalf of your creator, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do?
Let him speak as the oracles of Yahuwah.
You got to use the book, the oracle of Yahuwah, the word of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
If any man minister,
yes,
let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth.
Mm-hmm.
That Yahuwah in all things may be glorified,
yes,
through Yahuwah the Son.
That's right.
Through Yahuwah the Son, to whom be praises and dominion forever and ever.
Well, we know that if you got something we want to say on Yahuwah's behalf, you got to use the word of Yahuwah. Especially that book of Isaiah, Mother, Isaiah 34, 16.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to move on down the road. Isaiah 34, 16, what do you say? Isaiah 34, 16, Mother, you get rid of the fear of
Yahuwah,
you got what?
And you
read from the word of
and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein.
But you got to hold tight with what you come to understand out of this book. You just can't read it and set it on the curve. You got to become a doer of this word. Come on.
But that is time is at hand.
But the time is at hand, and we have you to B-O-T-T-Y, we know that it's closer than when we first believe, right? Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Well, let me get a few on the reason why we turn to the east and make our petition to the Most High Yahweh. Sister King, I want you to look at this in 1 Kings chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings chapter 8, why do we do it? Why do we do what we did when we opened up last? Look at 1 Kings chapter 8. Let's pick it up at verse number 22, what he said. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22. What do we say?
Y'all do it not. You go ahead and
do that.
Keep that tab going on you now.
No, yeah. We want to see why did we do what we did. It is to align up with the book. We worried you got to stick out of the book of Yahweh and read. No, not one of these shall fail. None shall walk of me. We find out that if we get in the habit of reading the word of Yahweh, that we are in need for a blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know me. I want the blessings of the Most High Yahweh. Let's look at 1 Kings 8. Look at verse 22. Let's look at Israel.
22, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
And Solomon stood before the altar of the Yahweh in presence of all the congregation of Israel.
For the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the congregation of who?
Israel.
The congregation is Israel, right?
Right.
And what did he do?
Spread forth his hands towards heaven.
So that's why we spread forth our hands toward heaven. Verse number 38, what he said. Verse 38. Same book. Verse 38.
What prayer and supplication soever he made by
any man,
by all thy people Israel,
mm-hmm.
which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hand towards his house.
We gotta spread forth our hand, right? Verse 48.
Yes, ma'am.
And so return
unto thee with all of their heart.
So he said, we gotta return them with all our heart. Heart is just another word for our mind, go ahead.
And with all our souls,
mm-hmm.
in the land of their enemies.
But where are we at right now?
Land of our enemies.
What do we do when we're in the land of our enemies? Go ahead.
Step away captive,
mm-hmm.
and pray unto thee towards their land.
So we got to pray towards where?
Towards their
land. We gotta pray towards our land. If our land is not New York, Chicago, LA, that's not our land.
Right.
Our land is over the wall.
Right.
That's where our land is. Come on.
Which
I
gave it unto their
father. Hold on. Since he mentioned our land, I might as well do a little play with that right quick. Let's see what about our land. Let's say this people. Put a marker there, because we're coming back and finishing that game. But what is it so about our land, through the ABC? Let's run to Ezekiel 20, verse number 5. What about our land? Since Father brought it up, you might as well go and give us understanding about our land, right? But what about Ezekiel 20? Let's look at verse number 5 and 6.
Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 5 and 6.
What do you say? Ezekiel, chapter 20. verse number 5 and 6. So Solomon said, we got to pray for by hand and pray for our land. Our land is the east of where we stand today, right? We got to try toward the east, toward our land. Pray for by hand. And what we got to do when we become obedient to this instruction? To say we are people. We could have had 47 and 40 years. Let's get it out.
Lift up our hands and we pray to our land. Now let's see if
Isaiah chapter 1. Just two more in there, young lion, Brother Titus, and pass it on down to your way, brother. Isaiah chapter 1. Let's see about the bread of our hand. Isaiah chapter 1. Let's see your verse number 15, Mother B. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. Let me get there before we kick off. I know I'm feeding to the Bible, but I'm trying to show my face. Isaiah 1, verse number 15. So y'all brother, we got a break toward our land. We found out that our land was the greatest future building state that Yahweh created, right?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 15, Mother B. Up to Yahweh is in the heavens. If you're looking up to Yahweh in the heaven, they ain't pointing down, they pointing up, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's go this high, yeah, well, it's regular. Let's see if we can get one out of the New Testament.
Let's see what.
First John, chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin.
So he said, whosoever committed sin. Transgress
also the Torah instruction.
So whoever commits sin, they're breaking the Torah instruction. Torah instruction is the law of Yahweh, right?
That's right.
Go ahead, for what?
For sin is the transgression of the Torah.
So sin is the breaking of Yahweh's law. That's what sin is, according to the word of Yahweh. Let's go back to that Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2.
I got one.
All right, come on, verse Titus.
Okay, verse John chapter 3, verse 8. Sister Cat. The same book, verse 8.
And he has
Joshua after crossing the Jordan. There he performed a ceremony to renew the covenant with God's word. Let me just get to the chase here. Read. What a lot of curses. But if you read Deuteronomy 27 and 28, what you will find there are curses. In fact, it's as if someone has abbreviated those chapters to the maximum and written a form. The word YHWH that appears twice in the form is a short form of the Yahweh in the Bible. YHWH. The fact that Yahweh's name was abbreviated in this way is so strange. Psalm 58:4, Isaiah 12:2, 26:4, 38:11. Some example where Yahweh's name is abbreviated, just is verse 2 and 7. Don't let no. Let me get a little bit more of this verse. Okay, this is what I really want.
It's
here.
All about. You got one.
Take it by now.
Really wanted, I messed up there.
Bring it on now, yo.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8.
look at Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 8.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse
8. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8. Let's go to 1 Timothy real quick.
Look at your index verse. Scientivity. The page. Then, there you go.
So I may need some new transfer like this. I'm going to be coming around. Okay. But, 1 Timothy. Make that, 2 Timothy. Make that 2 Timothy. Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15. Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15. Yes, ma'am. Chapter 3, verse 15. Sister K. Go ahead and read that. Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
Chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise, unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahweh.
So the righteous scripture is to make you wise. When they say righteous scripture, they come out of everything from the left, from Malachi all the way back. Because that's all they had. From Malachi all the way back to Genesis. Mm-hmm. He was talking, that's all it was going to take. Malachi all the way back to Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
All that, it's got to make you wise. It's got to make you wise.
That's right.
You be able to hear and see through anything going on once you understand the righteous scripture. And that's Malachi going all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no, at that time, was no such thing as no New Testament. That came after 41 AD.
That's why it only means the continuation of writing. Continuation of writing. Chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
What they have is writing.
Oh yeah, 2 Timothy 2:15. Yeah, we was talking about we're making you wise for the writing of scripture. I was pretty definitely looking like the wise. Okay. All right, let's get Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mother Z, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother Z. Jot down only.
Okay. Chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour where you ought to stay.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour which you ought to stay.
How they got it. You can just boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey, that's all we're talking about.
All right.
That's right. Once we get in order, Yahweh will show the double.
Okay. All right, let's go to that Daniel chapter 9. Go to Daniel chapter 9. Sister Phoebe up there, Prince Israel. Okay, Mother E. Give me that Daniel chapter 9.
Once we in order, Yahweh will show the double.
Mm-hmm. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22.
Index first, then sign the paper.
Oh.
That's right. Index first, then sign the paper. Once you start studying this, it's going to come great. Because I'm clear. I know you're one of the smartest young ladies in the neighborhood. I know this already. I watched it since you was a child. I watched it from the restaurant. I know what I'm talking about. But once you catch on, we're going to see, we're going to hear something. Watch this, right? Hallelujah, Lord.
That's right.
All right, Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22.
Today, our hour of teaching and prayer, even the bad days, for I have sinned and sinned from the beginning, being caused to start with, such when about the time of the ruler of faith. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth. Give me skill and understanding.
So once that angel, right, Gabriel, he said once he visits you and once he leaves you, you're going to have some skill and understanding.
Otherwise, Sister Kane, when the spirit come on you, don't make you just kick, jerk, and run and fall out.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the show. Now you read what the spirit will do for you. You don't have you humping up in your shoulders and
That's a
show. You read exactly when the spirit come on. When it leads you, you have what again, Sister Cage? According to verse 22? A little bit loud.
And he informed me.
Yes.
And said, O Daniel, I am now coming forth to give thee skills and
understanding. Oh, so when the Holy Ghost leads you, you have what?
Skill and
understanding on his word.
Yes.
Not making your shoulders jump, split, and fall. No, it don't work like that. Now you read how it works. So now you need to make sure you take notes on how it works.
Uh-huh.
When you see these ministers on TV doing that jumping, jerking, talking, and you don't understand without three interpreters, speaking in tongues without three interpreters,
that's right.
And one got to go and tell what you're saying. That's how it works. See, we got to get away from that nonsense to help our people. All that getting a jerk and a kick and a jump, that's a show from Satan itself.
That's right.
It don't work like that. Mm-hmm. We got to show you how it works and go from there.
And we
got to lead by example.
That's right.
We've been told that's how it works.
That's
the evidence of speaking in tongues once you, that's when you got to, that's when you all right with him once you're speaking in tongues.
That's right.
What is he saying? Who understand what you're saying? The Bible says you got to have, give me that verse that you got to have. Brother Titus, give me 14:27. Mm-hmm.
14:27.
See exactly what you got to have. 14:27.
All right, we're going to 14:27. 1 Corinthians 14:27. All right, we're going to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians.
14 what?
27.
Let's keep it saying 14:27.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, Verse 27.
Okay,
read.
I found
make sure she's here. She's there.
Look at the index. Always go to the index. We'll
get up there. Oh, she coming. She's going to hold
it. All right. You got help coming now. You got help coming. You got help coming on the way. 14:27. Yes,
ma'am.
First Corinthians 14:27.
That's right.
We never had a new order. This is our book. They put who in there. They moved up in the back. They
didn't do this and they just got here. But you say, that's the New Testament, right? What do it say in Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter 14? Let's see what it says in Ecclesiastes behind that. Hey, Mother Z, what it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1? So you say that's New Testament, right? What do it say in 1 verse 9? Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. Let's see, this is anything about the New Testament. Let's find out according to the Bible, is there anything about a New Testament? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 9. Mother Z.
Make sure she's Ecclesiastes.
She good.
Yeah, she's one verse. Look what it says about tell you, turn to the New Testament. Okay, let's see what the Bible say behind that. 1 verse 9. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 1,
verse
9.
These things that has been is that which shall be, and
yeah.
That which shall be done,
and
there is no new thing under the sun.
So it ain't no New Testament.
That's right.
It was continuation of writing in the 96 A.D.
Yeah.
You know, such thing ain't no New Testament. Ain't nothing new upon the sun. That it is a continuation of right. They just divided up in two periods of time for their understanding. But we already knew we were going to go here a little bit and there a little bit. We already know. But see what it is, we follow behind them. And that's why we can curse. We got to follow behind us, the children of Israel.
That's right.
Follow behind them.
That's right.
Them was not given the word. I've been hearing the young line and the elder telling you all day long that the covenant was made on only one people. So I didn't think, and then nobody in the book told you about no new and old testament. So we don't talk about it
neither. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it, right, direct. That's it. What we read? We going back to Brother Titus.
I wanted to go there. Like you said, they supposed to be following us. We're not supposed to be following them. Let's go to Numbers chapter 15. Yeah, this the answer right here.
We
go to Numbers chapter 15, verse 15, 16, and
29.
All right, Mother Z. Numbers chapter 15, verse 15, 16, and 29.
All right,
you good to go. 15? No. We had Numbers chapter 15.
I mean, Numbers 15?
Verse 15, 16, and verse 29.
Yeah.
That's
there you go.
You return page, we read something. Ain't none of that what they be doing tomorrow. Ain't nothing but it be so worn out. The restaurants be so filled with them. They be so broke down. Be so hungry. Oh, my.
What did you say? Who
Mother Z. Mother Z read the Numbers chapter 15, verse 15 and 16 and 29.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 15 and verse 29. Verse 15. What order shall be both their youth of the congregation?
So that one, that means that one order means one way, one way. Go ahead.
He
said also that the stranger, he said also for the stranger that sojourn with you. Now what's the definition of a stranger? Nah, they not going to, they, that's why you got to, that's why it's imperative to preach up your Bible, because it tell you what a stranger is in this case. All right, let's find out what a, what's the definition of a stranger. Hold what you got. All right, Muddy E. Give me 1 Kings chapter 8. Give me 1 Kings chapter 8. We're trying to find out the definition of what a stranger is.
Definition of a stranger. Top, bottom part in 7 days. Live. Camp 1. 5 more camps still in progress. As we speak all around the world, 69 camps. A voice of the true Israelites.
Aliyahua. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41. Then Mother Z, was you holding something?
Yeah, I was holding something.
Oh, okay. Mother D.F. Israel, then we go on to Chronicles, was that 2 Chronicles 6? For a second witness on that. After we read 1 Kings 8, 41.
So I'm going to 2 Chronicles 6, what?
632. Let me see if I'm...
Look at that index. That's right, Sister Kim. Look at that index.
Yes, 2 Chronicles 632. Yeah, chapter 8, verse 41. Yes, ma'am.
Number 99.
Yeah, go ahead and pull it out, Mother Z.
What do we
read?
1 Kings, chapter 8, verse
41.
Hold on. Let me make sure I don't put the K there.
I want to get a precept on that. What is the duty of a stranger when they are among the children of Israel? The strangers of the 17 nations. According to Deuteronomy, what is the duties of a stranger according to the Bible? When you look and you don't see bloodline Israelite in your midst, you're a stranger, man. What is my duty? You're going to say, okay, what the Bible say my duty is?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's find out what your duty is there, Sister Cain. We're going to Deuteronomy 27. We're going to find out what is the duties of a stranger when they around you. What can we read is the duty of a stranger once they around you? Make it a 29th chapter of Deuteronomy. Now, we're going to find out what do a stranger supposed to do. See, once we understand that we the lead tribe and for Yahweh to give us the blessing of the double, we got to line up this book. So now, any other nation that come among us, when they get after him, what can we do to help? Okay, we'll say, okay, well, we don't know what you're doing to them.
Right.
Deuteronomy 29, pick up verse number 11. Let's find out what we can read. Mr. Cage. Deuteronomy 29, verse 11. Let's find out what is the job for the stranger to do once they get in our midst.
Deuteronomy 29,
11. Yes, ma'am.
Your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the ewer of thy wood unto thy jar of thy water.
All right. Now break that down, okay? What do the strangers supposed to do when they are among the children of Israel? According to verse 11. Look at that verse real carefully and find out when the stranger is around
your little ones.
You're around your wife, your husband. What is they doing to do among you? According to verse number
11.
What is they doing? A little bit loud, Mr. Gaines. We're going to let Brother Kaya break it down and you look at it real carefully. So see, we do more than just read. We make sure we know what we're reading. 29:11 again, and Brother Kai can break it down exactly what the duty of a stranger is when they come in your midst.
You're a little one, you're wise, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the ewer of thy wood unto the drawer of thy water.
What are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? What? No, according to the verse. Now, stay in the verse. What is their duty to do in the, according to the verse? So you see, you see how this thing is turned upside down. So when the stranger are among you, they're supposed to cut the wood down for you to put it in your pot belly stove. and while you sitting on your bottom pot, they're going to bring you the water. That's how it's supposed to work according to the Bible. Now we're going to precept that in the 25th chapter about Moses. Where that come from. See, we got to understand one thing. See, when we do see the strange start coming in, they will ask the question, what can we do to help? The first thing, they will look at the leadership position. No, not leadership position.
No. You want to know what your duties is? I'm going to show you. Mother.
Not what
we
said.
Not what
they say. So then we say out of his own words. All right. So now you know if anybody other that's among you, once you clear that you are from the tribe of Judah, mm-hmm. and these tribes, when mm-hmm. the strangers to come among you, mm-hmm. they might ask you, what's the case? What can I do to help? You just go short of the verses.
That's it. So
this is where you help him. Now, where is this coming from? Moses, give me a precept where it's coming from in Leviticus 25, verse 45 and 46. Now, this is the law. This is where it's coming from. We're going to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 45 and 46. See, once we understand one thing, there's a reason why we up on all these labor names. And we identify with all these names. Because if you ever find out the truth of yourself, that you're from the lead tribe, from the tribe of Judah, then you won't know what you believe in him. Your job is to lead in the word of Yahshua. Now, where is it coming from? Mother Eden. Leviticus 25, verse 45 and 46.
No, I got it.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 45 and 46. Listen good. Listen good, Sister Kate. Because we got to have this information. And we got to set our family down. And we know you from a large family.
Oh,
we got to set this family down and start showing them this is what we got to do. We're going to Leviticus 25, verse 45 and 46. Mother Eve, 1 o'clock, come on.
Matter
of fact, what do you folks say when you meet your brother that we can read Mother D of Israel. Let's go to 100. Let's go to Ruth 2 verse 4. Help Sister Kane get find that Ruth 2 verse 4. Let me show you. See, Sister Kane, we want to get right. We want to know something in this system. Now we want to Ruth chapter 2 verse 4. Now this is how we supposed to respond, Sister Ruth. Out of Ruth 2 verse 4. This is how we supposed to respond when we come around our brothers and sisters.
That's right.
You
got
to pay. And I'm going to be watching. I've been watching you all your life. I'm going to watch you and see what you be able to remember this when the next time you come to one of the six or one of the voices of the two of life. Ruth 2 verse 4. This is real good. Ruth 2 verse 4.
Ruth chapter 2 verse 4.
Listen to this.
And behold, Boaz came.
Came from Bethlehem.
And said unto the reapers.
The reapers is the one that was, they was doing work on the house. They was in the field.
It was doing work.
Yahweh be with you. And they answered him. Yahweh bless you.
Wait a minute. How do you greet your brother or sister again?
Yahweh be with you.
Listen, that's okay. This is how you greet your brother and sister of Israelite descent. You supposed to say, when they meet you or you meet them, you supposed to say, what?
Yahweh be with you.
And you wait on a return answer saying what?
And they answer him, Yahweh bless you.
You hear that from Ruth? I mean, sister, say, when you meet your brother and sister with the knowledge of what you're supposed to greet them, not, hello, hi, what's happening, how you doing? Yahweh be with you. Now, what do you supposed to say if somebody said to you, Yahweh be with you today?
Hallelujah.
Now see that?
Put
some yellow on that.
That's right.
Put some yellow on that.
Hallelujah.
Now let's find out what the prophecy is saying.
Okay.
That what's going to happen as time, as we go off into slavery,
captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see exactly what it said that's going to happen in our time.
We're going to 129 of Psalms, verse number 8. Sister Kay, Psalms 129, verse 8. Let's see what happened to the way we're supposed to meet and greet one another. We're supposed to meet and greet one another by saying, Yahweh be with you.
That's right.
And return after, Yahweh bless you. Now we got Yahweh over us in our conversation. But let's find out in 129 verse 8, Mother D of Israel, I mean Sister K, let's find out exactly what will happen. This is prophecy of what's going on today. Find your index, find out what book the Psalms in, number, then look looking at 129, and we'll look at verse number 8. Let's see what will happen.
Yes,
ma'am. We bless you in the name of Yahweh. So we know what these don't but what we gonna do, okay? According to verse, what we gonna do? We know what they ain't gonna do, but what we gonna do?
We gonna bless them in the name of Yahweh.
Where are you reading that at? No, yeah, no. What are you reading it at? You read about
129.
That's what you're reading it at. Regardless what they do, but what we gonna do? That's what we wanna know. Regardless, they gonna say hello, how are you, and all that. But what we gonna say according to 129 verse 8? Read it again.
These are the
day
which go by,
says
the blessings of Yahweh be upon you.
No, they say hello and hi. and what's happening. But, but what? But we going to bless you in the name of who?
Yahweh.
There you go right there. See, because they making errors. It's time for us to correct the errors. And it starts with you, your nieces and nephews from 3 years old and up.
Hallelujah.
You got a job on your knees.
They no longer around.
From 3 years old and up.
They're no longer around.
But that's all right.
They
gonna,
they got their own families, and most of them live out of state now.
Okay, well, all right, but remember, you don't have a telephone call anymore.
No, I don't even talk to them.
Okay, all right.
Well,
that's what that, but this starts at 3 years old and up.
It's wrong.
All right. Now, this starts at 3 years old and up. So you see what kind of work we have to do some games. So we know somebody somewhere is going to, you'll see somebody 3 years old and up.
And
it might be your neighbors. Yeah.
That's right.
Your neighbors 3 years old and up.
Amen.
You got to practice on them.
Somebody.
The Bible says from 3 years old and up, they're supposed to know this. And what can we read there? What can we read that you start this at 3 years old and up by giving them a pass? What are we going and read this, Mother Day of Israel?
Second Chronicles, chapter
31, verse 16.
Second Chronicles,
chapter what? 31. Verse 16. Verse 16. Let's read verse 16. We're going to read that. No. So, we know one thing. That the sixth anointing camp, all this area you see out here, it's going to belong to us. And we're going to deal big time on here. So we get prepared to help the ones, which is our brothers and sisters from 3 years old up in the room of bloodline Israelites. So maybe your immediate family is no longer around. There will be a whole lot of 3 years old up to whatever from out to hear this from you to come. We're going to get prepared for it now. Now, where are we going to, Mother?
Second Chronicles chapter 31.
Second Chronicles 31?
Verse 16.
Verse 16. Listen real good. Okay, listen to this real good. 31, 16. Let's see what it says. 31, 16. Are you there? Where are you?
Second Chronicles, chapter
31,
verse
16. Matter of fact, we're going to read 16 down. We're going to read 16 all the way down to verse 19. Just make a time. He's going to listen. He's going to hear something.
16 to 19.
Second Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 16 down to verse 19. And 21. Let's hear something. Yeah, pick it up verse 16.
2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 16.
Look at this.
Besides their genealogy.
Besides their genealogy. What do you mean by besides their genealogy? What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean, Mother? What's that supposed to mean besides their genealogy? Numbers chapter 1, 16 down to verse 18. What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean? Numbers 1, 16 down to verse 18. Write it down, then go hunt it out there, Mr. Cage. Write it down first, then go hunt it out. Numbers 1, 16 down to verse 18. Numbers 1, 16 down to verse 18. What does that mean? It says, the size of genealogy. Moses. 1 Chronicles 9, verse 1. Read that, Mother B. 1 Chronicles 9, 1. What do you mean by the five state genealogy? What's that supposed to mean? Mother B, 1 Chronicles 1, 9. I'm going to write it again, 9, 1. 9, verse 1. First Chronicles 9:1, Moses Z, what does it say? First Chronicles 9:1. Chapter 9, verse 1. Listen to this.
First Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 1. So Israel...
No. What about a big old word in the middle?
First Chronicles 9:1.
We got about a grand big old word in the middle. Yeah, but you left out a whole thing over in the middle. Read it again.
So all Israel.
So who is this message for, Mother D?
Israel.
What Israel?
All Israel.
This message for all Israel. Now, hold your point there, Mother. Hold your point. Abel people. What they mean by all Israel? 49:28 of Genesis. What that mean? All Israel, 49:28 of Genesis. What that mean by all Israel? What that mean? Genesis 49:28. What do that mean? All Israel. What do all mean? Genesis 49:28. A, B, C. What that mean? All Israel. What that mean? 49:28.
Genesis chapter 49:28.
Wait a minute. So all Israel is what? Listen good, Mother B. Almost did this real good. When you see the word all Israel, your mind will reflect back to 49:28. What A, B, or P is reading.
Yeah.
All these are the 12
tribes of Israel.
So Mother Z, when you read your Bible, that's going to be in your mind. So all Israel is what? 12 tribes. All Israel means 12 tribes. Mm-hmm. All Israel means 12 tribes. And what about 12 tribes? Keep reading. Keep reading. ABFP, keep reading. What about 12 tribes? What about them? Uh-huh.
And bless them.
And done what?
Bless them.
And who's the them? All 12 tribes of Israel is upon a what?
Blessing.
A blessing. Go ahead and read.
Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So all 12 tribes is upon a what?
Blessing.
A blessing. All 12 tribes. It's just Judah, that's the least tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But all upon a blessing. So Mother Z, when you read 1 Chronicles 9:1, so all Israel, and when you're teaching, you put in 12 tribes. Why you put it in? They don't say, it ain't no 12. Then you go back and show them, you tell them all 12 tribes. All 12 tribes of Israel was what? In verse 9. Was what? 9:1. Yes.
So all Israel was reckoned.
Was reckoned
by genealogy.
So that's how you recognize Israel. All Israel is reckoned by what?
Genealogy. So that's
why we talk to when we talk. Because all Israel is reckoned by what?
Genealogy.
Hallelujah. See, we folks didn't want to talk genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we watching real carefully because Brother Titus in 2:59-61, this is why we watching you real carefully when the train is coming around. EZRA, chapter 2, verse 59-61, listen good.
I'll be going to Ezra's. Look at Ezra.
EZRA, chapter 2, verse 59 and 61. Listen good.
All right. Ezra, chapter 2, verse 59
listen
and verse
good.
61.
What
do
you say?
And these were they which went up from the Kimala.
Yeah.
To Hersha.
Yeah.
Sharia.
Yeah.
Adam.
Uh-huh.
And Immer.
Yeah.
But they could not show their father's family.
And they cannot show their father's family. And notice that that's why the brain don't want you to talk genealogy. Because they ain't going to be able to show their father's family. You talk about their you.
Mm-hmm.
They can't use you no more. You got to show your father's family. Show me your father's family in Jewish.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Then what happens when you can't show your father's family in verse 61?
Let me finish verse 59.
Go ahead.
And their seed, whether they were of Israel.
Were they of who?
Whether they were of Israel.
See, everybody over there in the land of Israel, they claim they're you.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you can't show it by your family.
That's right.
You can show it by a writing in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the creed y'all made. Mm-hmm. But you can't show it by the family of this Bible that you in. You can't use the Bible to do it. So, and once we find out that you're not in my bloodline family of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, in our mind, what are we supposed to do for you in 61?
Do you want to get verse 62?
Verse 62, go ahead.
All right. Ezra chapter 2, verse 62.
Yes.
These sought their verse among those that were working by genealogy.
So what? Let me read that one again.
These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy.
Yeah.
But they were not found.
So if I can't find you, Esau, as the descendant of Israel, you might be descendant of Esau. You might have Abraham and Isaac, but you don't have the next one. Jacob, you name the same for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay. But they were not found. Therefore, were they as polluted?
You are dismissed. You are dismissed. Now, what your job is, you will remain among us. You start cutting down and doing some labor work and bring some water. So you see what's going on here?
Yeah.
So all out that leadership position, you don't belong there. No. You're going to be doing something labor-wise, bring your big bulldozers and turn them around out here.
They're good at that.
Stay in your strength and we'll stay in ours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we got to know who we are, Sister Cage. We must know who we are to put them in their position in our mind and stand on it according to the Bible. So that's why we got to start teaching this thing. And if no action, come on back, Mother. So we'll start. Now, come on back, Modine. Come on back and have 1:16 through 18, the numbers. So when we meet in Greek, this is how we're supposed to meet in Greek. Right here. 1:16 through 18, the numbers. Yes, ma'am.
We had numbers. We had book of
numbers. Numbers chapter 1, 16 down to verse 18. This is how we supposed to meet, and by being the lead tribe of God, Judah, we're supposed to make sure we pick up these things when we're in this public of private meetings. This is what we're supposed to do. 1:16 through 18. Come on, Mother.